eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's a 7 o'clock and our final board got a show, and we're loving this. We got a great crowd out here.
Yep.
Thank you. It's unbelievable. I can't get over this. And I just want to mention that coming up later in this hour, Al, I'm going to tell you what happened when I went on KC Radio. They wanted me to go viral. And I'll tell you what, Al, the guy threw me a softball.
Really?
How do you feel about Andy Reid? And I said, I hate him. And they said, why?
Oh, no.
And that was my moment of truth. But I'm not going to give you the answer yet, because on a Lie With Me is our expert, the number one football analyst we know, Mike Lombardi. Mm-hmm. He is the not only part of the GM Shuffle podcast, he is also writing a sequel to Gridiron Genius. Mike, how are you this morning?
I am great, Angelo. I'm doing wonderful. Thank
Mike,
you. How are you?
When's the sequel coming out? I feel like I have to reinforce my football knowledge.
It's coming out in August. It's called Football Done Right. It's about, I ranked the top 100 players in the league. Last night I saw a tweet by an ESPN personality that he ranked the top four quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Yeah.
He didn't have Unitas, didn't have Otto Graham, didn't have Joe Montana. And
right.
They're getting paid for these opinions. It's amazing. So the book will go through what I believe is the top 100 players of all time, and I'll rank all the coaches. And I tried to set a criteria for how coaches should get into the Hall of Fame.
Ah, beautiful. All right, well, I'm glad you brought up stupid comments, because I wanted to ask, I run a couple of them by you and get your thoughts. Nick Sirianni in his second year is taking the Eagles to the Super Bowl, but Julian Love of the Giants is not that impressed and said, well, listen to what he said on the NFL Network yesterday.
You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team and they can succeed.
Any guy could coach this team, Mike. You agree with that?
No, I think you have to give him credit. Look, you know, I was doubtful about Sirianni when he got hired. He'd never really been a coordinator, didn't have a lot of experience. But when you look at the team and the organization, how they've crafted this, the offense that they've developed, you know, whether it's the that jumbo fourth and one set that they've got, the rugby formation, or whether the way they've played Hurts is more than just, hey, here's the ball, guys, go play. So I think that's a little bit of a jealous guy that's upset about his team losing and not giving enough credit to the other team. I mean, most players think that, you know, coaching doesn't really matter. In reality, you know, Dan Marino played for Don Shula, the winningest coach in the NFL. There was 4 years in a row they never went to the playoffs. So coaching does matter.
Right. I got to be honest with you, Mike. You know, when I became a fan of Mike Lombardi, when you were the first national voice to point out how horrible Andy Reid was at time management. So I have to ask you right now, as we contrast these coaches, is he any better at it now?
Well, let's go back to last week, AFC Conference Championship game. They get the ball at their own 40. They're up 13-3. There's 2:20 to go in the half. Cincinnati has all three timeouts. Andy doesn't have a timeout. Andy throws three consecutive passes. Now, if he runs the ball at 2:20 there, the clock's going to go the two-minute warning. And the worst-case scenario he wants to do is go in a halftime up 13-3 or maybe 16-3 to kick a field goal. But they call three consecutive passes. They don't even burn 20 seconds off the clock and punt it back. Cincinnati comes back and scores to make it 13-6. Fortunate that they didn't get a touchdown. And then the Chiefs don't start the second half. Andy has never been able to really handle that element of it. And he's overcome it because he's had great quarterbacks. He's had great offense. And he's kind of gotten by with it. But it really hasn't changed. That was the moment to win the game. He was in control of the middle eight. So he would have had the ball to end the half, and he would have gotten the ball to start the half. And he could have made that game 23-3 if that moment was handled. But when you just come out recklessly and throw three passes and don't care about the clock, football is different than baseball. Football, we have a clock. You've got to manage the clock, then your decision-making on all the calls. Baseball, you just give the ball to the pitcher and say, okay, here we go. The clock doesn't matter. It's a different sport, so you've got to be able to manage that within the framework.
All right, Mike, I'm going to try my luck now because I love that answer. When they're matching up all the different people in the Super Bowl, Sirianni versus Reed, which team has the advantage?
Well, I think Andy's a really good offensive coordinator, and he's a really good man when he has a week off to strategize. But to me, Andy's problem, let's go back to 2019 or 20, I think, when he played Tampa in the Super Bowl, right? Let's remember that Eric Fisher got hurt in the game before against Buffalo or somebody. I forget which team it was. Yeah, he got hurt in Buffalo. He didn't play against Tennessee. So in that game, you know, the challenge in that game was, could they block the front of Tampa? And I thought that they would do more things to help Mahomes. And Tampa dominated that game because Tampa's front controlled the game from start to finish. And that's going to be the same issue. If you study the Cincinnati games, the four Cincinnati games that they're 1-3 against Cincinnati, they have yet to really handle the front of Cincinnati. And Philly's front's much better.
Oh, I'm loving what I'm hearing. I think he just said Nicka.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me get to this other thing, because Jerry Jones is chirping now too, Mike. And he is kind of diminishing what Howie did in building this Super Bowl team. Here's what he said yesterday.
In essence, we're seeing a couple of teams that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later,
right,
in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Don't think that doesn't pop my head and get my eye as far as doing it, and I know how to do that. And it's a part of what you put in that computer and what comes out, and we'll see how it comes. But that's pretty impressive to have two teams in the last 2 years empty the bucket.
And all right, Mike, did Howie? Last time I looked, Howie had the 10th pick in the draft. Did Howie empty the bucket to win this year?
I don't see that at all. I don't even know where he's coming up with that. I mean, look, I don't have no idea. Howie's got two number one picks.
Yep.
I mean, Howie gave away, Howie got a pick, and he's not extended the quarterback yet. So, he still has that contract to do. He's built a team around a rookie quarterback. So let's look at the final four teams, right? So let's look at those teams. And what we've learned from the final four teams is when you overpay for your quarterback or your quarterback eats the majority of the cap up, it's hard to get there. Now, Mahomes is a unique guy. He's different, right? So
Yeah. He
didn't take the biggest contract. He could have taken more, but he didn't. But when you do that, if you don't build your team around the rookie contracts, the other three teams had quarterbacks on rookie contracts. That's how you build your team. So I don't really see that. I mean, I actually think Dallas goes all in. With the contract they paid Dak, with the contract they paid Zeke, those are contracts that you're pushing the chips to the middle of the table.
And he just tried to get Beckham. He's such a fraud. All right, let me get to the Super Bowl and the challenges it poses to teams. Mike, you with the Patriots during an incredible run. How hard is it for a team to block out everything that surrounds this big event?
You know, I think it comes down to the maturity and the leadership of the team. And for Philadelphia, with Hurts' work ethic, his commitment, the veteran leadership that they have. I mean, Kelce's been in the Super Bowl before, so they kind of know what they're going into. That's the key, is to understand what you're dealing with, right? So the bright lights of Broadway don't hit you hard. And I think that for both teams, so they both have been here before, I don't think that's going to be the issue. I think the issue in these games are going to come down to what the issue in all football games are. Can Kansas City block Philadelphia? Can Philadelphia block Kansas City? I mean, that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, next week we will get his full breakdown of the matchup. I just got one more, Mike, because you were with the Patriots for a long time, and I know you know Tom Brady really well. Is this it? Is he really done this time?
You know, Angelo, I think he is, and I think you have to understand it. So, you know, his arm strength didn't get him to retire. His lack of movement and injury didn't get him to retire. His courage, lack of courage, you know, sometimes quarterbacks lose it as they get older, didn't get them to retire. And what got him to retire, his need to be a father. He's a single parent now, and his kids go to school in Miami. And he wants to be in Miami to be around them. And every month he's going to have the kids in his custody. So he's got to be there. So how does he play for another team if it's not Miami? Makes it hard. So at the end of the day, even though his skill set hasn't diminished completely, he could still play another year. I think he chose to stay with his family.
Mike Lombardi, Dazzling. It's a new book coming out in August. Mike, as always, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Angela. We'll see you in Arizona.
The great Mike Lombardi, Al. And I just want to mention one thing about Tom Brady, because mm-hmm. this made me very sad.
What is it?
Apparently, Al, even though it appears that his supermodel ex-wife, Giselle Bundchen, is currently having a dalliance with her judo instructor.
Yeah.
You're not aware of this?
Not.
Oh, no. They've been canoodling all over.
They have not been. You haven't seen a single picture of them canoodling.
I saw that. Well, it wasn't a canoodle, but they were together.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. TMZ.com. Check it out, Rhea.
They were in the same photo together, Al.
All right. Hold on. No, Rhea, that is a canoodle. Look it up.
Jogging and working out on the beach is a canoodle?
Now, the next thing stunned me.
What is it?
Tom Brady has indicated no interest in dating for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Hello? It's Tom Brady out. Yeah. Any woman would, my own wife would check out and go to Tom if she called.
Well, I mean, she'd probably.
Who's not dating? You have that head, and you're not dating?
Head didn't look great on that video.
No, he's odd looking.
Wait a minute. Do you think now it's a hard sell for him in the dating
circles?
No,
he had the camera too close to his head, and it looked large.
Oh, yeah? He had a bad look. Yeah. Now he's working at the animal shelter.
Yes. Well, maybe that's what's going on then, Al. He has to go on Bumble or one of those things.
No.
What, not Bumble?
No.
Bumble.
Jesus.
What's the one where?
No, but never mind. Don't right. even,
Tinder?
Don't even go
right.
where you don't know
what's
where you're
Tinder.
Going.
Rhea, Tinder. You think he would be a fresh meat on Tinder?
Fresh meat.
Ladies and gentlemen. The great Eagle Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning, family, friends, everybody. Hey, family. Borgata family. Let me hear it.
All right. Calm down. Borgata does not like rowdyism. Don't start with that, Cheryl. Cheryl, how about this Julian Love saying anybody could do what Sirianni did? This team's so good, you don't have to worry about it. What kind of garbage is that?
This young man is so young, not in only in age, but in mind. And it just gives me a different look at the morning football show. I believe the only reason why he was on there, not as a Giants fan, but so he can trash talk Philadelphia. So the show itself is just coming down. If you want to have somebody on your show, the only reason why they can come on is not to even talk about their own team, but to trash talk another team that did the work and still going to show you the class of who they are, the Philadelphia Eagles and the organization, and why and how we got to the Super Bowl in itself is amazing. So at the end of the day, we don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Outside of Philadelphia, we don't have to prove nothing to nobody on the field. Our work will show for himself. So the simple fact that Mr. Jerry Jones, what's the guy named from Dallas, the number 11, the Parsons.
Oh, Parsons, he's another
now
talker.
You got this clown.
Yeah,
you got
he
this
went
clown.
After
all
Hurts.
The clowns.
Yep.
All the clowns coming out because at the end of the day, they couldn't get it done.
You're right.
Don't
Cheryl.
Get mad at our team because we had to work hard to get to where we at. People forgot what we went through when we won the Super Bowl, and after that, it kind of fell apart. So, yes, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, they put their hands together and they said, this is what we got to do. This is who we need to get rid of. This is who we need to pick up. This is who we need to draft. So, yeah, the work was put in. Jerry Jones, you wish you was doing what Howie Roseman did, and you just can't do it. You can't get past the crap that you put out every time. You can't. You still be in your own way, and that's good for us. So continue to be in your own way, Jerry Jones, because you ain't going nowhere. Dallas ain't going nowhere. Giants trying all day long, but what this guy just did, he gonna push y'all back. This young man gonna push y'all back.
You are listening to a beatdown administered by Eagle Shirley to the Giants and the Cowboys.
Give me one.
No, hold on. Not yet. Not yet. Shirley.
It don't make no sense all day long.
Shirley, I had a contest, I think it was yesterday. I didn't get a chance to ask you about this. How much would it mean to you to win the Super Bowl next Sunday?
It would mean everything.
Would you, all right, let me just say, would you sacrifice the small toe on your right foot for the championship?
Angelo, I just tore my Achilles tendon for the Eagles.
Yeah, and you proved it. You could live well without that foot for a while.
Exactly.
I'm only asking for one toe.
But
sure.
I heard you say, what would you give up? So,
yeah. What would you give up?
Anybody that knows me know that I love coffee.
Oh, you would give up coffee?
Oh, gosh.
For a whole year?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how we get through if I didn't have coffee.
Well, Al, she's giving up coffee for a year.
You can give up calling here. And
I can get through with that. I can get by that.
No,
but
don't ever do that, Shirley.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Don't ever do that. Listen to me. Your voice needs to be on WIP for a minimum of another 30 years.
There we go.
Why you say, oh, boy, Al? You're not even going to
now,
be on the
morning show. Don't listen
to
him. He's a horrible person.
Yep.
Shirley, promise me that you will remain on this station long after I'm gone.
Are you causing problems?
Shut up, will you? What are you doing?
Only if I'm welcome.
You're welcome, Rhea and Joe. Joe Wechter and Rhea still here? Shirley? Shirley, I love you. Shirley,
listen,
do me a favor.
I will still call in. I will still hang out at Chickies and Peace. I will go where I am welcome, and I will call where I'm welcome. Where I'm not welcome, it's fine. Listen. God,
and I'm telling you something
good.
Now. Shirley, what are we doing on the opening game next year? What are we doing?
You know what we're doing. We're hanging out.
You're going to Bedazzle St.
Eagles Shirley and her son are coming to my house.
Nice.
To look at my 82 inches.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
And then we'll watch the game after that.
Monday night game.
Shirley, I need one. I need one,
I got
Shirley.
You, baby. Oh, y'all last day at the Borgata, y'all was wonderful. Everybody, y'all was great. Rhea, Al, Ava, Joe, Wechter, I love you all. Eagles, let's go, baby. Super Bowl Bell winners. I love y'all. God bless.
Eagles, Shirley, when we come back, Al, I was put to the biggest test. Would I provide audio to spur on the Chiefs? And I went on Kansas City radio, and I will describe. I'm not playing any of it. Because it's not worthy of playing.
All right.
Because I stayed out of the mainstream. I showed restraint.
Wow.
WIP. Yeah. Tell me. WIP Sports Type 718.
Brought to you by Dr. Glatt, Giant Safety. Julian Love taking shots at Eagles coach Nick Sirianni. Telling the NFL Network, the Eagles roster is so good, anyone could coach it. Brandon Graham. Not paying him any mind.
You know, people always got something to say when they at home. So they got some stuff to think about. So I ain't really going to touch too much on it. I just know that Coach Sirianni is, it don't matter what he did last year with a team that, you know, nobody thought was going to do much. You know, he ended up getting us to the playoffs. And then for his second year, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get better. You're supposed to bring players in to get to do exactly what you need them to do. And we did that.
Aaron Sippus says he's good to go. Eagles activated the practice window for him out since injuring his ankle in week 14 against those Giants, whom, by the way, the Eagles went 3-0 against this season. Chiefs did practice Thursday. Andy Reid doubts receiver Mecole Hardman will play in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Eagles having a walkthrough on Thursday. Failing or thinning hair, call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Some clouds. Windy with temperatures dropping through the morning. It's currently 31. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
7:25 is the time. You know what I've been doing all week, Al? Storing up disrespect.
Okay.
I love it. And we're going to play you more disrespect in a second. Dan Wilson's back at the station with the outcome of our first question today. What do you got, Dan?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com. Julian Love of the Giants thinks Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is overrated. Do you agree? 90% say no.
90, Al, that's higher than you predicted.
Yeah, so.
90%. That's disrespect. You understand that? Now, Danny, I'm being told that something happened on NFL Network that disrespected Nick Sirianni.
On Fox.
Oh, on Fox.
No,
what was it, Rhea?
No, not a disrespect. Actually, respect. And
oh, really?
Rector has it. It's NFL on Fox, and it's Chris Myers and Mark Sanchez.
We move on to Coach of the Year.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
A bit of a shock.
The Philly fans.
Yes, they showed up big time. Like a lot of the coaches on the board, really well appreciated by his players, and his players respond to him. So Nick Sirianni of the Eagles is your NFL on Fox Coach of the Year.
Now, the interesting part about that, Angelo, is it was voted on by fans.
No, I understand, but that doesn't fit my narrative today. narrative today is disrespect.
Yeah, but it's disrespect.
We could have saved that till Monday.
It's disrespect by fan. I mean, by media people.
But not the fans.
Yeah.
The fans know football. That's what you're saying, right,
yes,
Rhea?
Correct.
All right, well, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. I did something that I didn't even realize at the time I was doing. I returned to our roots.
What roots?
I appeared on 6:10 a.m.
Oh, WIP?
No.
Oh.
We're not on WIP.
Oh, that's why I was wondering.
We're in 94.1.
Yes, Al.
Okay.
No. Kansas City has 6:10 a.m.
Oh,
now.
Oh, really? Nice.
And it's their sports station, and their top guy there is a man named Bob Fesco.
Fesco.
Right? And, Al, they work. They're now a different there, so they work from 7, our time, 7 to 11, right after his show's over. He tapes interviews.
Yeah.
And he wanted a piece of me.
Okay.
Because he knew. That Cataldi
right.
is the number one critic of Andy Reid
yep.
all time.
Yep.
Has anybody been more critical than me?
No. You're
Have
the
I gone
guy.
To some dark places with Reid?
You're the go-to guy.
Did they want me on that station to provide sound bites that they could use all week to inspire the Chiefs because I was dissing their hero, Andy Reid?
Yes.
So Bob's there. And he's really setting me up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what a dream matchup for you, Cataldi.
Yes.
Your current Eagles against the man you have hated the most in your career, Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, how do you feel about the matchup? And I went, well, I don't like Reid. You're right about that, Bob. So it is a bit of an extra thrill for me.
Yeah.
But all that really matters is who wins that football game.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how I stared away?
Yes.
Is that good, Al?
Yeah, I don't know that you can maintain,
then he
but
goes,
so far, good start.
Then he goes, he throws it at me. Why do you hate Andy Reid?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Al, when asked this in the past, I have often been known to do 5 to 7 minutes of very strong commentary. Is that right?
Yes.
I did like 10 seconds. All right, 30 seconds, right? And I basically said, well, when he was here, he was a robot that I found disrespectful for our great fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's safe,
right?
And I said there were other incidents that came up that don't bear repeating. But let me just say, enough is enough with that. I'm looking forward. I did a Belichick.
Yes.
It's on to the Super Bowl.
Yep, I'm looking for
it. I didn't go near it.
If you had been a guest on your own show and gave such
I was a boring guest.
And gave such a milquetoast answer,
yeah.
You would be gesturing at me.
Of
going,
course I would.
What's wrong with him?
No, you don't understand. I was a bore. I was a bore. It was an awful answer.
Oh, my God.
And when I was giving it, no, normally as a guest, I'm very charming. Mm-hmm. No, I was horrible. I was awful. And as I'm saying, I'm going, this guy is trying to get out of this interview because it's a dud.
It is. Yeah.
But I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I did not go viral.
No.
I have helped. You know what? Don't rule me out for winner of the week. I gotta be honest with you.
I can.
No, me, neck and neck.
No, whenever happens to you, you scream at me.
No, I don't scream at you. I gesture. We're on the air.
Al.
Yeah. And I'm going, I will gesture to you, and I go, why do we book this loser?
That's my point. And so you blame it on me.
Do you understand I was proud of this? I was a dud on KC Radio.
Yeah.
I felt great about it.
Proud of you.
Said nothing.
I did not.
You pulled an Andy Reid.
No, I did. Yeah, all right, no, I don't say it that way.
So I would like to thank you on behalf of whoever booked you in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They got yelled at because of you.
Yeah, that's not the point. The point is I did not feed the Super Bowl monster.
I'll let all of our future guests know for the next 9 days. Listen, pull your punches.
Do you know how much I wanted to talk about Britt Reid?
No.
Do you know what I want to say about David Akers? Did you want George Hegeman? I had a whole riff I've done on George Hegeman. Yes, I am right to the beginning. I have a ton on
David Akers.
I got 7 minutes on Akers.
Call them back.
I ignore
Hollis Thomas
and
mother.
The hatred that Hollis and his mom feel toward Reid. Didn't touch it.
Barron Brooks.
Nowhere near it. Hollis's mom has called Andy Reid a liar.
No, snake in the grass.
Al, I just said, the rest of it. Water under the bridge.
Yep.
Let's move on.
Ward.
Dud. I win. They lose. Well, now I'm sure they're winning the Super Bowl. You know what, Rhea? Don't even thank me. I did it as a service. Kind of a going away present to my
city.
Yeah,
I'm not thanking you.
Let's go to Ed next. Hi, Ed. Good morning.
Angelo. Listen,
yes, Ed.
Well, the first thing, I called in Wednesday when Rhea and Al were talking about Andy Reid, and Rhea had some great list of why Andy Reid isn't any good. And I just wanted to add a couple things to it. If everybody remembers.
You had a list on that?
I don't remember, but I must have.
All right, good. Add a couple of things that Reid is horrible about.
Okay. When Reid was the coach here in Philly, the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Redskins sucked. Yeah. So he had an automatic 6 wins. All he had to do was win a couple of games to get in the playoffs.
Very true. What else?
Right?
Yep.
And then what happened to him after Jim Johnson died? Boom, nothing, because Jim Johnson was running that team, and the defense was what was helping that team win.
Ed, could you explain something to me? I'm leaving soon, and I would love to have clarity on this. So I held a poll this week. Do you like Andy Reid? Nice and basic. 78% said they did. How come?
I'm in the other.
I know you are, but all these people, how many emails I got saying they hate him? How is it 78% like him, and then all I ever hear from is people who can't stand him?
Well, I can't answer that, Andrew. Listen, the other thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, it's a sad day because this is your last Borgata show.
Yes.
But it's even sadder for us listeners because it should be your last Borgata show before your last Wing Bowl. And I know you guys hated Wing Bowl, but I wanted to let you know that you introduced – a whole new generation because us fathers got to take our sons to Wing Bowl and continue that it's a Philly thing tradition. So my hat's off to you, Angelo, and I hope everything that you want to do in retirement you're able to do. I know I won't win Winner of the Week, but my Winner of the Week is Nick Sirianni's daughter.
the little girl, she was great. Rhea, Nick Sirianni's daughter.
And here's what I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody's going to get mine. I'm going to put you, because I loved your call, and she was awesome.
She was great.
What a character.
Because it's real.
Yeah.
That's the way she was feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
She was not into the news conference.
Yeah.
And that was very charming.
That guy, does he? Didn't the Giants like go to like two or three Super Bowls while Andy was in Philadelphia?
All right, don't start challenging what the people are saying. He was ripping Reed.
I think the Cowboys were bad, Al, I remember, and the Commanders have been terrible forever.
No, but Al, I've been doing a ton of these interviews this week. A wing bowl comes up a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope you're not against this. I always kind of, you know, I kind of disqualify myself. Say, well, I got to be honest, that's really much more my co-host Al Morgani's thing.
Yeah.
He came up with the idea. I never really cared for the thing that much myself.
I don't really care. I mean, I got out of jail twice, so.
All right, but just tell me this. Did you, when you die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think in the first paragraph of your obit?
I'm not writing an obit.
No, you don't have to write it. Someone else will write it.
Okay.
Will it be Hall of Fame hockey writer, or will it be creator of wing bone?
It'll probably be the hail of bullets that hit me.
Al will be assassinated on his way out. 215. You know, Al, you're out in public today. Maybe this is the day. 215-592-9490. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why Howie didn't empty the bucket.
Yep.
And how when he had the opportunity to put together a Super Bowl team, he did. I'm going to counter what Jerry Jones said with some simple math. That's next. WIP Sports Time, 7:36. Welcome back on a Football Friday. We are live at Borgata for our final Borgata show. And a thank you to the people that came out today.
Lots of people.
And I hang it in the whole morning. God bless them. But would you stand? Stand for 4 hours?
No.
I could not stand for
There's plenty to do down here. Then go over to the sports book afterwards.
The sports
it's down
book
to one
great.
And a half?
It's down to 1.5. Well, the money keeps switching it. It was at the best the Eagles had was -2.5. But there was this, when it first came out, it was Chiefs plus two. They were ahead by two. So it's moving around. But here's the thing. I want to look into this because when Jerry Jones says something stupid, I would like to prove it. You know what I'm saying, Al? and he said that Howie Roseman, anybody could do this if you just want to empty the bucket, try to win that year, and then, you know, mortgage your future. Mm-hmm. Well, based on what I have seen, Al, when you get a mortgage, it could be like 30 years, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Well, it's been 28 years since Jerry Jones won anything in the NFL. So if he had taken out a 30-year mortgage in 1995, he would have two more years to go. Because all he did was mortgage his future, and it never worked.
Still doing it.
Here's what happened with the Eagles. I have the whole thing figured out now on how Howie Roseman masterminded the rebuilding of a team 5 years after they won a championship and had the parade. All right?
Right.
He signed. These are just signed or traded for in the past year. I'm not even talking about drafting Hurts the year before with the 53rd pick. He either signed or traded for Reddick, Brown, Bradbury, Gardner-Johnson, White, Pascal, Sue, and Joseph. All right, now, where do you get the money? How do you get the money? Here's how you get the money. This year, Jalen Hurts, still on his rookie contract, will receive under, total cap hit, under $5
million. Right.
Now, you just heard Mike Lombardi say that Mahomes took a discount to be able to do it because he's the best player in football.
Yeah, yeah.
He signed a $450 million contract.
Right.
But the way they structured it, he is only giving them a cap hit this year of $35
million. Right.
Next year it's $45 million. All right? That's $30 million more for the quarterback than what the Eagles are paying.
Right.
Eagles are under five. The Chiefs are at 35.
Right.
With that $30 million, he acquired all those players.
Yeah.
As a result, the Eagles have more depth.
Yeah. And how did he get that
talent.
Money?
What?
How did he get the
money?
Well,
he restructured a few deals.
No, he got rid of Wentz.
Yeah, that helped.
Oh, yeah, no. That's how you rebuilt it.
And how do you get rid of that? That's amazing. That's
none
a miracle.
None of that
that's the
happens.
Biggest thing. Yeah.
Do you understand? We need to do like a parade for the Colts because the Colts took an absolutely hideous $127 million contract.
Yeah.
And absorbed all of it.
Yeah.
And that gave Howie a chance to totally put that money back into the roster.
It's amazing.
100%,
and to have all this cap space.
Amazing.
But he did also maneuver a few contracts so that you have the extra money to bring in Bradberry and Sue and Joseph, the last few additions.
And it,
tremendous
and,
job by Howie. And it's not empty in the bucket.
And they're on short term, so now you can pay the quarterback because
exactly.
those are short
and
term.
And now you're using your two first-round picks to get good players cheap for a couple of years.
You hope, yep.
No, ladies and gentlemen, this is Howie Roseman's world. We're just living in it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He is your champion of this season. If they win this last thing, Al, the number one star is Howie Roseman. Any argument?
Well, it's the quarterback. But
no, who brought him here?
Oh, I
mean, he got him at the 53rd draft
no,
pick.
No, his mastery of the roster is fantastic.
Yeah, there's
no
another reward for that.
And no, and you don't understand. When you have a smacked ass like Jerry Jones preaching to the world about how he could have done it too, all he is doing, in my eyes, is enhancing the performance
the way,
of Howie Roseman.
Their cap situation is worse than the
it's
Eagles.
It's terrible.
Right now.
He is full of you-know-what.
And I have a note from you from one of our favorite people, you know, Mike Fisher, SI, who covers the Cowboys.
Yes.
But he also covers the NFCs.
Yep.
Little nugget in his column this morning. The Commanders may cut Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What will happen?
Everybody
that
will
was
be,
so insincere.
Everybody will be happy.
Wins.
The only loser in that's the Ducks.
That's right. You know what? There are Ducks right now. And where's he? In North Dakota? There are Ducks in North Dakota who are racing for the border. Flynn is on the line from Myrtle Beach. Hi, Flynny.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What are you feeling right now, Flynn?
You know what? I just realized something, that the NFL is going to help us win the Super Bowl.
Mm. Ooh, how?
Well, check this out. I mean, so it's about the disrespect, okay? So it started with the Giants, and it was Barkley. All everybody talked about was Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And our guy that went to Penn State, that was his backup, outshined him, saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then they disrespect Hassan Reddick and didn't even give him a nomination. Oh, and Bosa did, and he outshined Bosa like it was embarrassing.
Okay.
Then we have another disrespect, our coach, Sirianni.
Yep.
And he embarrassed the 49er coach. Now, the only one that didn't get disrespected up to this point, because he got nominated, was Hurts. However,
he got disrespected by Micah Parsons, who said on December 14th, I looked it up, he said that Hurts wasn't that great. It was the system.
The only one not disrespected is Howie, who got up.
Howie was not disrespected because he's a genius.
Yeah.
So this is the deal.
All right.
Do you know what's going to happen on the 10th of February, this next Thursday?
What's going to happen, Flynn?
They're going to announce the MVP, and they're going to give it to Mahomes.
That's correct.
And that's going to motivate our whole team.
It's a good point. It would motivate me, Flynn, because I don't think he's the MVP. I think Hurts is.
But you don't
Hurts is 16-1. Do you understand? 16-1.
That one's not as ridiculous as Sirianni not even being finalist. Hassan not even being
a
finalist.
Flynn, this is perfect for us. We're the underdogs again. We're hungry. And I hope Kelce comes out and does the same speech after we win. Same speech.
Well, they are favored. And I think
that.
I think what you're going to see, the real tell on how good the Eagles are, and I don't usually pay any attention to media day, but they usually make players available, correct?
You're right,
Look at the roster of players. Now, imagine you're a journalist. The roster of players the Eagles have, and you have three people to go to. There's one chief or two chiefs. And the Kelce's are their own. They balance out because it's a brother thing. But if you really look beyond there and you're looking for stories – look at the Eagles roster.
I got Mahomes and Jones and Kelce.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, look at the
Eagles.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
look at the
Eagles. Have 20.
Look at that roster.
The
my God.
The list came out, Al. I'm looking for it. But there's a bunch of people. There's like six of them maybe?
It's unbelievable. I mean, if you're looking for story, like, it's incredible.
But I'll tell you this. Hurts is not going to want any of it.
Yeah, but he's still the story.
No, I know, but Hurts is going to go, well, how many people? What is this?
It's
crazy. And media is at Monday night now. They changed it.
Oh, they did.
Well,
you look at it, and it's like there's so many stories on the
Because
Eagles.
We have more good players.
Yes.
That's what it's about. Flynn, give me a winner, a weasel. Who you got?
Oh, I got a weasel. Oh, Lord. I mean, they try to put egg on our face, but we're not the ones that ended up with the egg because those 49er fans.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they were bad.
Goodness.
But hold on. All right, hold on. I thought of them, and they were obnoxious, even those radio jackasses.
Yeah.
Joseph Asai cost the Bengals a season.
Yeah.
Joseph Asai out. He cost the Bengals a season.
Yeah.
Just don't shove the guy. His own teammate was screaming at him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called a penalty. But
the Niners? Al, what do you got?
This is really good.
Niner fans or what? What is he? What?
This is really good.
I'm not losing at 7
o'clock.
They've
been whining for, like, incessantly.
I mean.
They have been bad.
I put him on hold.
All right, they're on there.
Deck.
So we got backups on both right now. Right. Rhea, what's your backup right now on winner?
Sirianni's daughter for her.
Sirianni's
the,
daughter,
news conference.
Now we got this guy. But you could still win all of our prizes, 215-592-9494. Let me try Jimmy in Clementon. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Well, you know, it's we're waiting. We got our 9 more days to go, and I just want to have a parade.
Me too.
Oh,
hey, I just want to say I've been listening to this show from the beginning. And I want to thank you for providing many, many hours of great talk and entertainment.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, if they win, how far is Clementon from the city?
Oh, like 15 minutes.
Super close.
All right, so you will come to the parade if they win?
I'm a little old for that right now, Angela. I think I'll stay home and watch it. But my daughter will be there for sure and grandson.
Say, so you handed this down, didn't you, Jim?
Oh,
your
absolutely.
Daughter's a big... See, this is the thing. We can't say this enough. The what makes the Eagles so wonderful in this town is that it's generation after generation. Jim, if your son or daughter had come home and said, "Dad, I thought it over, and I'm going to root for the Cowboys," how would that impact your relationship?
Well, thank God I didn't have to face that. So,
yeah. Just think about it. Somebody has had to do that. And at that point, Al, I guess you change the will, right? You got to change the will.
Well, that's a little harsh.
At least the will, you know. And, big events, they're not there. That kind of thing. Jimmy, give me a winner, a weasel. Who you got?
Hey, Ange, could I ask you one question before
yes.
I do that?
Sure.
I just want to know, who was the first one to host the show at the Borgata?
The first?
Was it you or Howard?
Oh, us. We were here before it opened.
Because Howard last Saturday was saying he was first,
right.
And then you followed shortly after that.
Well,
I
will
Howard
defer.
Howard always has to be first.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now, Jim. I've learned my lesson about feuds with Howard. I defer to the king of Saturday morning.
Yeah, if you want to, if you ever have a desire to watch Jurassic Park, just listen to these two argue.
No, I don't. What? don't start with that.
Back to that. Who cares?
I have a new title for the king. He's the king of Saturday morning.
Here we go.
That's all I'm saying. Al, who's bigger on Saturday morning than Eska?
Angelo, stop it.
I feel like that's a proper thing to say. Comes to Saturday morning, he owns it. Jimmy, give me a winner, a weasel. Seems fair.
All right.
It's accurate.
Since I've been on hold, I changed my mind like 4 times. So I'm going to go with the way the San Francisco played last Sunday, the coach Shanahan, they were so dirty. The way Trent Williams threw.
That was bad. You're right.
Not as bad as the fans. They're more weasels.
The fans were a bigger weasel.
I've never seen anything
quite like that.
I mean, just stop your whining.
What the hell was all that about? Why were
they doing all that?
They
got mistreated.
They were.
The wives are involved. Warner's wife is involved now.
Yeah.
This is like 5 days later, and they're still bitching.
You got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take it like a man and walk away.
Even if it was a woman.
Well,
Take it like a man.
That says that, too.
215-592-9494.
Be a big person.
Be big about it. Exactly. Be like us.
No, but if we got our ass kicked, we'd be blaming the Eagles, 100%. Not the other team's fans.
When we return, a Hall of Famer joins us, the great Dick Vermeil. WIP Sports Time at 7:55. Guys, what are you waiting for? You know, today is February 3rd. That's 11 days from Valentine's Day. I know you didn't do it yet. You did not order the Gold Dip Rose at Steven Singer Jewelers, even though it's very reasonably priced. They start at just $59. It's a rose that lasts forever. You can't do better than that. It's gorgeous. The new color's periwinkle. Perfect color. It's a beautiful shade of violet and blue. Oh, it's a long-stem American Beauty rose, dipped and trimmed in pure 24-karat gold with purple-blue petals. Can you come up with better than that? Well under $100? And here's the best thing. If you're going to give flowers, why don't you give one that lasts forever? Steven Singer came up with this. It's available now. Don't wait. Go online right now and order one at IHateStevenSinger.com. In fact, order the periwinkle because it's a spectacular new color. With it, you're going to get a free lifetime guarantee, fast and free shipping in time for Valentine's Day. You're going to get the perfect gift, but you shouldn't wait. So do it today. IHateStevenSinger.com.
Nine days until the Super Bowl, Eagles, Chiefs, February 12th in Arizona. Eagles will practice today and tomorrow at the NovaCare Complex. Kansas City practice on Thursday with Andy Reid saying it's doubtful receiver McCole Hardman will play in the Super Bowl. He's dealing with a hip issue. Eagles activated punter Aaron Sipis' practice window. He's been out since injuring his ankle in week 14. Says he has no physical restrictions, so there is a possibility Sipis could punt in the Super Bowl. NBC 10 first alert forecast. Some clouds, windy with temperatures dropping during the day. It is currently 26. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.